Good Day Podcast. We got a good one for you today. We want to talk about the importance of marital vows. In particular, we want to talk about with this ring, I thee wed. It's so important, the ring, as we look at what it symbolizes. It symbolizes a circle that is not broken. It symbolizes gold, which is a precious metal that keeps on going. Even though metal, the gold goes through fire and it goes through reshaping and it goes through all kinds of trials and tribulations, it still ends up being pure gold. And so I think that's what marriage really is. It goes through a lot of ups and downs, but nevertheless, it comes out in a pure way. And so there's nothing like expressing yourself in love. And we know that circle is so important because it's there's no break in it. There's no place of breaking the relationship because of that circle. So we want to continue that love, and it proves that we love one another.
And I love this because I really have enjoyed the fact of what God really had designed marriage to be. In Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10 says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other person can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. So to be united in marriage between a husband and a wife is a true image of God. For he only wants us to be united. And so we don't have to copy the world's way. We thank God that we're transformed into new people and the way we think based on Romans 12 and 2. So we don't allow this society and the values of TV and latest articles and peer pressure give us the distorted view of what our marriages should be as Christians. God's vision for marriage is the abundant life of harmony with him and our spouse. And I love John 10 and 10 because it says a thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Do you know, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to know that the enemy wants to destroy your marriage. He has a hit out on your marriage. But God says by his word, I come that you may have life, enjoy life, and have it abundant to full until it overflows. I believe by faith that our marriages can be fruitful, loving, and successful and impact the entire world.
Well, we're out of time, but we decree and declare blessings upon your marriage and your relationship, that the eternal God that continues to walk with you and guide you and keep you in your relationship. Until we see one another again, we're going to ask you, encourage you to send it out to Instagram and Facebook so we can get the good news out about this wonderful thing called marriage.